Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
It's November 6th.
Wait, what's that mean again? November 6th. November 6th. That sounds so familiar.
Remember the 6th
Something
of November.
I'm supposed to do today.
Well, it's Wednesday. It's Tuesday.
Yes. New Music Tuesday.
Yes.
That's what it was.
I thought that was something else.
Woo!
I was worried
there for a second.
I know that we have a few CDs to give away.
Yes.
Oh, no. That's not what I was talking about yet.
Yeah. We are Americans.
Americans.
So we don't have to worry about today because we already voted.
That's right. However,
here's the deal, people.
50% of you did not vote yet.
Yeah.
So
yep.
We have to still talk about it.
Today is election day. Here's the thing, man. Today is a nervous day for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm trying not to get... Yeah, me and Steve were talking this morning. He was watching the news all night last night, you know.
Sounds awful.
Preparation for today.
Oh, okay.
I was reading some stuff about, you know, where we're at so far. Early voting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just read funny articles about where we are with voting. And
I was reading The Far Side from Calvin and Hobbes. Hilarious.
So good.
So good.
So good. No, I'm excited to talk about it, but I'm nervous as well.
You sound sick.
Yeah.
Are you sick?
I've been sick.
Why are you sick and at work?
Hey, are we just coworkers or are we like friends?
That's debatable.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's cool. Like...
Friend is such a serious word.
It's not like forever, you know. Friends have seasons.
Friends are friends forever. When the Lord's the Lord of friends, and a friend of some. I don't know that song at all, actually.
Good, because I've never heard it either.
Michael W. Smith?
Yeah, no.
I'm so glad you just said that, because I think I heard it because somebody covered it, and I was like, this is bad. They were like, what? That's Michael W. Smith. I don't know.
Like, no, it's still bad.
Yeah, apparently.
So we're going to be talking a lot about the election today.
Yeah, pretty much.
As in, you're going to be talking, not you specifically, but...
Not me.
People calling in.
We will not be giving our opinions today.
Nope.
I've been reading up on it. Mm-hmm. We pretty much can't.
Okay.
So I'm not going to.
Cool.
I'm just going to say what Billy Graham says.
Rules is rules.
Rules is rules. So, but I would love to share a quote today. Okay. Tuesday, November 6th. He implores people for this day. To vote biblical values. Billy Graham says, the legacy we leave behind for our children, grandchildren, and this great nation is crucial. As I approach my 94th birthday, I realize this election could be my last. I believe it is vitally important that we cast our ballots for candidates who base their decisions on biblical principles and support the nation of Israel. I urge you to vote for those who protect the sanctity of life and support the biblical definition of marriage between a man and a woman. Vote for biblical values this November 6th and pray with me that America will remain one nation under God. That's Billy Graham.
Thank you, Billy Graham. This morning,
it is election day.
When do we want to like really dive into
this
subject?
Hard?
Yeah.
See, I was thinking like 7 because it's 6 and, you know.
People are just waking up.
I feel like
we have to be like... They're a cup of coffee for the 6 o'clock hour.
Right.
And 7 o'clock is like, okay, let's get down to business.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh, yes.
Is this what you were just singing?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds exactly like I thought it would.
Yeah.
Bad.
Shh. That's right. Take my hand.
Don't turn it down.
Take my hand, Mitch.
No.
We're friends. You're right. We're friends. We're not just coworkers. We're friends.
Then you should know that I'm sick. That was where I was going.
To live as friends. Why are you sick, bro?
Because people are spreading it like candy around here.
Good.
Like candy. Yeah,
I got this new gum that's supposed to help me.
What the heck?
You said you had a hard time brushing your teeth this morning, right? You said? Because you're like not feeling well?
Yeah.
So you're like, ugh. Here, have some of that. It's a dental defense. Remember how I got inundated at the hippie store this weekend?
This is what you got?
I walked out of there with like 19 things.
It has xylitol in it.
Right, that's what I was told. Bro, you gotta have this. Your kid's got to chew this for his tooth.
It's xylitol.
It's got xylitol, and it's got stuff. I'm like,
you know
I
what else
know what
has xylitol
is.
In it?
What?
Trident.
Stop talking.
That's what it
like
has.
The spear that King Trident uses for the...
King Trident
King
doesn't use it.
King Trident.
I'm like, what?
What is his name? The sea god. Trident.
Well, that didn't work out.
What happened?
I couldn't find the music.
We're a little loud.
I was looking. We are? Oh, we're sorry. Apologize. Sorry.
I feel weird.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Tuesday.
The question has been asked. And
are
I'm
you ready?
Really afraid. No.
No? Yeah. Are you going to be okay?
I'm fine. Okay. I'm just reading. Whatever. I'm going to read Facebook posts.
Would you like to lay down some ground rules?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know what? Go for it. It's like the Hunger Games. No, be as Facebook says, it's okay, it's election day, let's act like decent
human beings, people.
And I guess that's I guess we don't really know what that means.
It is election day. It is time to get out and be American. Go cast your vote.
This is okay. It's like a mosh pit. If you push someone down, you need to help them back
up.
You
have to pick them back up. So here's the thing.
And here's the thing. At Christian concerts, those are the worst mosh pits ever. Worst.
That's because they've got some serious anger rage issues.
And they don't know the rules.
Right.
So the rules are, if you're in a mosh pit and you pick someone up.
Yes.
If you see someone down, you lift them up.
Pick them back up.
And not in prayer. I mean, you can in prayer, but it's like...
But you should
physically
lift them up
help
first.
Them up.
Right.
So do that with your words. If you see someone kind of getting beaten on, help them out with your words. Make them
feel
better.
And if it gets nasty, I'm going to start deleting stuff on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. So we want to know.
Don't be a jerk. Nobody cares about your stupid opinion if you're a jerk.
Yeah. That's not how you gain any respect, okay?
Here's what this reminds me of.
I'm not listening.
This reminds me of... being at a Metallica show in high school and people on a soapbox screaming that I was going to hell. And I was like, wow.
Dang. Guess it.
Because of the music I'm listening to.
Yeah.
Really?
I bet that didn't help you out.
It did not. That's for sure.
So get off your soapbox.
So here's the thing. If you can have an intelligent conversation, 9 times out of 10, people are going to go, okay.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from. I wouldn't mind having a conversation with you. So here it is. It's election day. We would like to act like decent human beings. We would like to have a grown-up conversation about this day.
And here's the thing.
Who are you voting for?
Everybody has a soapbox today.
Yeah.
Okay?
We're not gonna trump on anybody. We don't have an opinion today.
Nope.
We are merely facilitators of your conversation.
Yeah.
It's election day.
It is.
It is very important. Did you already vote? Are you planning on voting? Who are you voting for and why? Sadly, according to this survey that we read, I was wrong. 37%, so that's a little better, right?
Thank you for correcting
that. Yeah, I said 34. It's 37%. 37% of men and only 31% of women plan on telling anyone who they're voting for. They believe it's nobody's business. It's a matter of, you know, them and America.
Mm-hmm. America.
Hey, America. Here it is. So, if you're bold enough, if you'd like to talk about it, if you are strong enough in your belief as to why you're voting for who you're voting for, give us a call. Because I think a lot of times people are like, I'm voting for this person because my mom is.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you voting for him? Let us know. Either way, we just want to talk.
Yes. Well, we want to hear you talk.
Static.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Oh, you know, we're gearing up for what is probably going to be an interesting show. That's for sure.
Yes.
But
yes.
First of all, can I just say congratulations for being the first person bold enough to even call in on the line?
It's always scary. It's always scary being the first.
Right?
It is. Well, I have already voted.
Okay.
I voted early voting. The first day it was open, and I voted pretty much straight Republican.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I have a scary story to tell you about what my grandparents were living in Maxwell, New Mexico, which is the northern part of the state. Maybe I shouldn't have said the name of the city. and they were Republicans, and at the time the votes were open. You could go in and find out what people voted, how people voted, and my grandfather couldn't get a job because he voted Republican. And so he couldn't work because he couldn't find a job. And so that's when they moved to Albuquerque because they thought they would be, and there were better, you know, job opportunities. But, so it's kind of scary to, you know, cause I think we still kind of live in that. If I tell people what I vote, somehow I'm going to be reprimanded or I'm going to be retaliated against or, I'm gonna,
right.
You know, and that's always kind of scary when my mom would tell me that story, I'd be like, I'm never telling anybody how it is.
Right.
But, you know, and now I do because I realize that, you know, that there are, I mean, people don't do that. I work for someone who is a Democrat and who votes Democrat, and she's a great person, and I love her, and, you know, I love witnessing to her, and she's just like, well, we're not going to change each other's ways, so, you know, we're just going to keep working together and, you know, be a team. So I really appreciate the Lord giving her to me. So, and, you know, tomorrow, the Lord's still the Lord.
Amen.
God's still going to be God in a year or in 4 years or in, you know, tomorrow, this afternoon. He's still going
to
be God. So,
it's,
you know, that's not going
to
change. That's right. So
absolutely.
So, yeah.
Thanks for
so
the
you
call.
Guys have a great, great day.
Hey,
you,
thanks,
too.
You too.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
505-338-3700 is the phone line.
Or
phone number.
Or facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'd rather you call in.
Yeah, 505-338-3700. Tell us who you're voting for and why. We want to know why you're voting the way you're voting. I'm gonna keep a little tally.
Okay.
Let's see who
you go on Facebook.
Who static fans pick.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to see it because I think it's gonna be closer than people assume as far as even static listeners. I don't mean in the election period because I think it's going to be very close, which is why it's so important to cast your vote. But I'm interested to see. I think people are going to be voting both ways.
I agree with you.
And I think back in the day, it was like, well, if you're a Christian, you got
to
be a Republican. And so I'd like to see where everybody's voting. I'm truly interested. Static.
Hey, Steve-O. You were saying... you know, let's be rational human beings. If we were rational human beings, there would be no election.
Why is that?
Because we would all choose who is best. You know, if there were angels for men, there'd be no government.
Hmm. That's deep.
Is that quoted? What is that from? Your brain?
Well, you can still be rational about something but disagree on the points.
It just depends on your
morals. I think there would still be an election because if you're a rational human being, one person says, well, I believe this this is my rationale.
Wouldn't that just depend on your morals?
I guess, to each his own.
Are you registered to vote?
I'm not old enough to vote.
Oh, okay. Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right. Okay.
People who can't even vote are calling in.
So. Right, there you go. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got a ton of comments on Facebook already. Should I start tallying these up?
Sure.
We're going to be doing this, you know, 8 o'clock. It's New Music Tuesday, so of course we'll be voting differently come the 8 o'clock hour for music, yay or nay. But let us know what you think. It is election day, so we want to know who you're voting for and why.
Want
Static.
Decent.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good. I got in...
No. You are completely cutting out. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey!
Oh,
it's no
out.
Better. Better reception. Got to give us a call back. 505-338-3700. All right, what do we got on Facebook?
Matthew said, I'm glad that you put it this way. The whole be decent human beings.
Ah, yes.
Friendly conversation. He says, I personally feel as a Christian that the current leadership is straying away from the moral values that are vital to the success of our country. So for that reason, I am voting Romney Ryan. I also feel that the best way to control the people of a country is to make them dependent on the government. And the democratic view is to help everyone. But it's actually creating a dependency on them.
All right.
So and that's from Matthew. Jennifer says... Romney Ryan, I am voting for them because they are against abortion. They want to bring American values back into this country. Keeping the Lord present in schools, this country is in need of some Romney and Ryan, and I pray that the Lord has mercy on us.
What's R&R? Rest and relaxation? I see what you did there.
Yeah, I was like,
nicely done.
And then Dave Myers is voting for Harvey. So
oh, sweet.
I believe in Harvey. So
okay.
We put him on the ballot.
Harvey's the big, you know, 6-foot tall puka.
Yeah.
Invisible Puka.
Yeah.
Who looks like a rabbit.
No, isn't that the guy from...
Harvey?
Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, that is too. Yeah. Okay. I thought of the giant invisible rabbit. Yeah.
He also
texted me and said he was voting for Pedro. So.
Oh, okay. So maybe he's just not voting.
I already put his vote down for Pedro, so Harvey doesn't count.
And I have an article about how it's a felony to vote twice in an election.
So. Oh, okay. So you can't do that?
No.
Oh, okay. That's good. It's a felony?
It's a felony.
You'll actually get in trouble for voting twice?
Yes. Polling places might seem like the most disorganized operations ever, but they're not. If you try and vote twice, it's un-American and it's a felony punishable with prison time.
Wow.
So don't do it.
Yeah, so don't do that. Just before 7 o'clock now, we got to take a quick break, but keep the phone calls coming, 505-338-3700. We want to know who you're voting for and why. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Rocket Boys marching to the palace.
Good morning.
Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch, welcome to the show, and yes.
It's a show.
It's election day, which means this is your one chance to tell everybody how you feel. Upset a lot of people. And then walk away.
No repercussions.
Exactly. No repercussions. This is the best. So we want to know who you voting for, why. I'm not gonna have any words to say for either thing. The only thing we do ask is this. You're civil, you're respectful of each other, and importantly, if you are going to cite why you're voting one way or the other, and you decide to quote either campaign... Or say what they stand for, please cite the source. That's all we ask because, you know, people can say whatever they want. Well, I'm voting for Obama because Romney tases 7-year-olds. I'm voting for Mitt because Obama hates whatever. Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, cool. Where do you get that from? Either way.
Yes.
We want to know. I do happen to have some things. If you are still undecided, it is election day. And you kind of need to hurry up and get that made up in your mind because today's the day.
Yeah.
Of course, you may have some time standing in line. So if you got a smartphone, you can always just go.
Mm-hmm.
I side with...
.com. Or citizenlinkvoter.com.
Yeah. Those are some sources that we posted up there. If you would like to find out, hey, who do you side with? Who holds closer to your values? Check it out there. I do have a bunch of stuff. We'll get to some of this later. But we want to just open up the phone lines, 505-338-3700. If you are so bold, we're reading a survey. Only 37% of men and 31% of women really like to talk about.
37%.
I'm a 37%er apparently because...
You will, but you...
I will. I just can't on the air.
Yeah.
So, off air, ask me any questions you want. and I will definitely give my opinion. But 505-338-3700, the phone number. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Static.
Hey, I'm that super confused young voter caller from the other day.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys remember me.
Yeah.
So I went on and like took that little test thing that you guys had,
or that
you told me about. So I went on there and I was like answering all the questions, and I was like, all right, I kind of feel confident about the way that I answered them. Pushed enter or whatever, and it came up that I was going to vote for Gary Johnson, the Libertarian.
Really?
Yeah, and I realized, you know what? I'm just a really abstract thinker.
Okay.
And so that test really doesn't reflect exactly what I believe, because I was like, well, we could like enter this in and then like do this, and that's kind of the whole concept of being libertarian, like thinking outside of the, you know, political box and all that. So right now I feel like, you know, there's, first of all, our nation needs some change, so anything that is going to change the road that we're on right now is probably going to be positive. And then plus, you know, Christian man in the office, that's all right with me. So I think I'm going to go with Romney.
There you go. Right on. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Now, we could get into another giant can of worms.
Yeah, but that's not the focus.
Just
but
on the last call.
Yes.
Just on towards the end, that last comment, I meant.
And I've seen people post this on Facebook, and I've seen other people with some status say, you know what, if you're going to vote for this person, don't let it be about the Don't think
here's what here's what Billy Graham
says. Read this. Exactly. I'll say it better.
Tuesday, November 6th. That is today. Vote biblical values is what he says.
Yes.
We're not electing a pastor, and because you could definitely. I don't want to go on a tangent though.
Okay.
We're talking about who you're voting for, why you're voting for him. But you're right. If you're going to vote for somebody because this person is a Christian, what's the source? Because I know Mitt Romney says, "Hey, I'm Mormon."
Right.
Obama says, "Hey, I'm Christian. Cool. And we could talk about that all day long, but I'm not. Here's what I'm going to say. Billy Graham says this: the legacy we leave behind for our children, grandchildren, and the great nation is crucial. As I approach my 94th birthday, I realize this election could be my last. I believe it is vitally important that we cast our ballots for candidates who base their decisions on biblical principles and support the nation of Israel. I urge you to vote for those who protect the sanctity of life and support the biblical definition of marriage between a man and a woman. Vote for biblical values this November 6th and pray with me that America will remain one nation under God."
There you go.
Now, phone lines open. 505-338-3700. Should be fun.
Ugh. Oh. They freaked out.
Yeah. Had them on hold for
that
too long.
It, yeah.
What do we got on Facebook?
Alrighty. Matthew says, vote morals, Romney Ryan.
Okay.
So that's him.
That's what I'm tallying every single vote. So
TG says Romney. And then I think he said more. He said, I'm not making the connection. Oh, you know what? That's a conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go in order,
okay,
Mitch.
I'm going to go in order.
Messing up the political process.
Sorry. I didn't really ever understand it anyway. Bill says, because I'm American and it's my duty. Because too many have given their lives for me not to, because I can, and no more BO.
Okay.
So
that's why he's voting.
I'm going to assume he's voting for Romney,
okay.
Ryan.
Right, because there's Pedro and Gary Johnson on this already,
yeah.
Thanks to a couple votes.
Yes.
So 505-338-3700, Static.
Hi, I'm calling in to let you know what I'm going to vote for or I'm going to vote for and why.
Okay. All right.
Go for it.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm definitely voting for Romney, and the reason being is I take a look at our fiscal conditions that we're in as a nation, and if we don't do something, we're literally going to bankrupt our nation. And so hoping that a business mentality is going to run us a little bit more responsibly. And I definitely think that if we do not tackle our debt, we're headed for disaster.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
You're right. This is difficult to keep my mouth shut.
See?
Yeah.
I told you we had to prepare for the show because I just keep grabbing the cushion.
Yeah.
No matter what. For either side.
Exactly.
During that, I was like, I thought of Financial Peace University,
mm-hmm.
with Dave Ramsey.
Yes.
And talking about that. And there are many different proverbs that say the debtor
yeah.
is slave to the lender.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it is
and
so.
And
so for my household, it is vitally important that we have no debt. We don't have
right.
credit cards. I'm talking car payments. I'm talking house payments.
Yeah.
I'm talking everything. Getting out from under all of that,
mm-hmm.
to not be subject to that.
I agree.
Static.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that I vote for Romney because he's pro-life and I want God to bless America once again. And I don't think he's going to bless America if we're killing all these babies.
All right. So thank you for the call.
Just to let you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Concise. There you go.
505-338-3700,
the phone number. It is election day. Who are you voting for and why? And I promise you, no matter how you're voting, we're not saying a word.
Yeah.
Mostly because we're not allowed.
It's really difficult, actually.
Yeah. I love that we got one from overseas.
Yes.
Most expensive mail-in vote of all time.
Yeah. Bawa Tabahi's. Do you want me to read this? Or do you want me to read?
Yeah, read the. Well, yeah, because that's what we're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, fine.
Bro.
He voted for Romney.
Okay,
that's it.
All right.
It's all that email said.
I gotta tally the vote correctly.
I know. He says, and then he says, "Happy election day. Hope yours is a good one, and that you're happy at the end of the day."
You know, I liked our very first caller. Was it Becky that called in first?
Yes.
Who said? You know what? At the end of the day, regardless, God is still God. God is still going to be on the
yes.
throne, and so win, lose, or draw. Whatever, God is still God tomorrow. God is still going to be God in 10 years, in 20 years, in 1,000 years. God is still God. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have to think back to 4 years ago and this television show that is terrible. It's called South Park. Ugh. They did an episode about the last election, about what was going to happen if McCain won or if Obama won. And it was like anarchy in the street, yeah, and chaos. And when he won, people didn't, you know, his siders said, we don't have to work ever again. And then on the flip side, other people were writing and saying that it was like Armageddon.
Yeah.
And he was the Antichrist. And it was one of the funniest, saddest portrayals, truths, I think, of, yeah, of the last election.
There's so
hopefully
many emotions.
At the end of the day today, it's a little more civil.
There was just so many emotions last time.
Yeah.
It was out of control.
Static.
Both of my parents voted for Romney because what Obama has done to America is not good.
Okay.
He spent $15 trillion in 4 years, borrowed that much money from China.
Where do you, make sure you cite everything that you're saying. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 11.
11?
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. You are a fiery 11.
You are feisty.
Oh, thank you.
Are you on the debate team?
I want to be on a debate team, but I don't think they have one at my school.
Not yet.
Okay.
They
okay.
will.
You should start one. So you were like fiery. I was like intimidated
just
by you.
Always remember to cite your sources.
I'm pretty sure I've seen you on a commercial somewhere because I've heard that a lot in the last few weeks. So thank you for the call.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's it. That's all I've got. Wow.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Liz on Facebook says Obama. So she's voting for Obama.
Okay.
She says, and I'm a Christian. What? Even though Romney is against abortion, he can't just snap his fingers and make it illegal. He has to get Congress to agree with it. I'd rather vote for things that will actually change. On the other hand, Obama is doing something for the minority. Romney told people to deport themselves while Obama is promising the immigrant reform. Not being racist is a moral too, right? Okay, I get it. Not being racist is a moral too, right? Like that, right? There was a grammar. I was trying to figure it out.
Okay. Static!
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Can't complain.
Hey, so I voted Gary Johnson, and it came... For me, that was a big decision.
It's because you smoke weed, huh? You smoke weed, don't you?
No, I don't.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking.
No, I don't. Oh, good. Thank you for not admitting that.
No, I actually spent a lot of time watching, like, not just the debates between Obama and Romney, but also all the old GOP debates. I tried to watch all those at least.
Wow, long. Right on.
And then tried to do a little bit of research beyond that. And I was originally a Ron Paul guy, and I found in doing my research on Romney that he's just changed his views a whole lot. And I initially was like, yeah, this guy is pro-life, and he's against same-sex marriage, and then I looked at some of the things that he's put through in his home state before, and I'm like, well, maybe he's not, and I couldn't have full confidence that he really, really said what he believed, that he believed what he was saying. I felt like he just was looking for a vote, but then I also felt like almost the same thing for Obama. You know, he said a lot of things 4 years ago that haven't come true. Some of them have. You know, we got out of Iraq, which was awesome. But I was really concerned with both candidates, and I don't feel like either one had a direction that was where I was hoping the nation would go. And a Libertarian Party, a third party, whether it's Libertarian or Green or someone else, on a national stage would allow for another opinion to be heard. And that's why I voted Gary Johnson, because I feel like just having two opinions that are mainly funded by super PACs and big companies, just not what I want. So
right,
that's
on.
Why I voted Gary Johnson. Thank you guys for letting me talk. Have a good day.
Thank you too.
Thank you. See, I love it.
That was
people
good.
Are being civil.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Civil.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. I promise if I crack jokes, it'll just be in fun. I have to be an equal opportunity offender. How's that? So
sounds good.
So we probably need to take care of what you're pointing at right there, yeah, right? Is that what you're saying? Traffic!
And why would this work when I need it to? Road construction, the road is closed on Comanche at San Mateo. And that, no, hold on, there's more. Construction work, Manal at Eubank, and that is your look at traffic.
Wow, all that.
Yes.
All that for that.
Yep.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. And big thanks to Solomon Sports for supporting Static Radio.
Indeed.
We are talking about the election. It's election day, and we want to know who you voted for, why you voted for them, or if you haven't voted, who you're planning on voting for today and why. Static!
Hey, so I wanted to say that 4 years ago, I voted for Obama because I felt like he stood for Christian principles, and I feel like the last 4 years, he's totally disappointed me in that.
Okay.
The morality of our country is declining at a rapid pace, and it's really disappointing. And for that principle alone, that premise alone, and primarily for the issue of abortion, I'm going to vote for Romney.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You.
You know, he did bring up something that I read earlier that has been quote Max Lucado.
Okay.
Lucado or Lucado?
I say Lucado.
Lucado. Potato, potato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Right? So, this morning on our sister station, KNKT, was talking about this here election. And he had a great scripture from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. He said, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." And something he just said about how our nation is morally going in
declining,
a direction that is unreal. And whether that's the president, I'm not saying, but what I am saying is there's something to that. You know
yeah.
what I mean? We are definitely headed in this direction. We talk daily and we get show prep daily, and it's, hey, whether it's praying in schools or the Ten Commandments or this is happening, and human secularists have now tried to declare that you can't say one nation under God. And
right.
and don't be deceived. We are under attack.
Yeah.
This nation is under
definitely.
Attack. And so you're right. We do have a moral obligation. And Billy Graham said it best, I think. I keep quoting it because I feel like
we don't want to mess it up. And
yeah,
these are
exactly.
his words.
These are his words. Billy Graham said, "The legacy we leave behind for our children, grandchildren, and this great nation is crucial. As I approach my 94th birthday, I realize this election could be my last. I believe it is vitally important that we cast our ballots for candidates who base their decisions on biblical principles and support the nation of Israel. I urge you to vote for those who protect the sanctity of life and support the biblical definition of marriage between a man and a woman. Vote for biblical values this November 6th and pray with me that America will remain one nation under God." Billy Graham. There you go. End quote, if you will. When is election day? We're asking who you're voting for. I'm telling you it up. And right now, Mitt's in first and Gary Johnson is in second place.
Wow.
So the funny thing is I have a few friends who are going that route.
Yeah.
We're saying, you know what, I'm going third party, and I know that he's not going to win, but hopefully it'll be enough that it'll actually catch the attention to where we can get more than just a two-party system. And so tell us how you're voting, 505-338-3700 or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hello.
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 What's happening, guys?
Oh, you know, just working. How
doing
you doing?
Hey.
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Doing good.
Good.
So how am I voting? I'm voting Romney.
Okay.
And here's one of the things that I wanted to say. And a guy kind of hit a point about our nation declining in standards of morality and everything else. And the one thing, and I don't want to say this to, you know, persuade voters one way or the other, but, you know, for the Lord to come back, things are going to get worse. I mean, regardless of who the president is, regardless of, you know, what laws are passed, you know, the bottom line is things have to get worse before the second coming of Jesus Christ, you know, and that's just one of the facts of the matter, you know, and things are always going to get worse. And, you know, but there is the fact that we as Christians still have a responsibility to, you know, to vote our values, you know, just because one candidate or the other, one candidate might not be a born-again Christian. You know, I've had people say, you know, well, neither one of them are Christian, so I'm just not going to vote at all.
Right.
You know, that is one of the worst things I think that you can do. And I think, if anything, that is neglecting your responsibilities as a Christian, because just because one or the other is not a born-again Christian walking in the Word, you know, we still have an obligation.
We're not electing a pastor.
Exactly. We're not. We're really not. And people need to remember that. We're not electing a pastor. And even as pastors go, you can't base your faith
right.
on the pastor. You know, yeah. you base your faith on your relationship with Christ. And so that being said, you know, whichever candidate has aspects that align with our biblical standpoints and our biblical views, you know, obviously pro-choice is not in line with biblical views.
Yeah.
You know, so, but, yeah, so I'm voting for Romney, but, you know, I want people to be encouraged to know that, you know, regardless of whoever is president, you know, it should not sway our faith at all.
Right.
You know, if Obama gets elected again or Romney gets elected again, we still have a responsibility to carry on as Christians and to continue to pray, because things are going to get a whole lot worse. So
I love your comments, because I think I have that as many friends who say that they're not going to vote at all, because why? You know, we've had a few comments say, well, you know what? I get it, this abortion thing, but we can't really make a difference. It's not really going to happen, so why bother type thing?
But we're called to be influencers.
Exactly. We are called to be the influencers. And so I think that's why it's frustrating.
Look at way back when, you know, it took 55 men who were not a majority at the time, but 55 men to sign a declaration.
Right.
You know, declaring our independence from a country that was ruling over us, you know, here in this continent. And it was just 55 men. And people could have said, you know what, all 55 men aren't going to make a difference. But those 55 men that signed that Declaration of Independence on behalf of the country, it made a difference. So,
amen.
Right. All right, guys. You guys have a good one, man.
You too.
All right.
Later.
I love him. Good dude right there. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mysaticradio. I've gotten so many texts from different friends like, how are you doing this?
Right. It's not with ease.
It's not with ease. It's difficult. But you know, we're trying to have a civil conversation. It is election day.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know your thoughts. And do you agree? Do you agree with the last caller? Do you agree with the thoughts of people chiming in? It's okay to disagree. Just, you know, be civil about it.
Yes.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mysaticradio. What do we got?
Jen says, I was going to vote for Johnson, but I knew not enough people were educated about him and that it would be a free vote for someone I really don't want. Yes, I went for Romney. I think that he has loads of business experience and he knows how to manage money and can pull us out of an economic mess. His morals are in line with mine, too.
Okay.
Rachel says, Obama. So I feel he's making the choices that are right for myself as what is considered the working poor. If people would look at the statistics, the majority of us fall into the class, even though we may think we all fall into the middle class. I think she's meaning lower class. I feel Romney is too wishy-washy on many of his stances and has no clue where I am, nor does he care.
Okay.
And Matt says, I voted for Johnson. Neither Romney nor Obama felt speaking to voters in Albuquerque mattered. I also believe Obama will win New Mexico comfortably, so I voted to allow the third parties a chance in 2016. Okay. And Sean says Romney because Obama is wrong for America.
Okay.
What else I got? Matthew says, wait, is this? I'm making sure people aren't trying to vote twice. Remember, guys, that's a felony.
It is.
Matthew says, Romney, the American businessman. He believes that America has genius within itself. It shows in his 5 points where we look to ourselves for resources.
Well, all right.
Okay. And
Static!
Hey, it's No Name!
Hey, No Name!
What's going on?
Oh, you know, just hanging out. I'm with our dear friend Thebes in California. I have a few friends who are just kind of listening and going, wow, okay. All right.
I've got the same problem I've always had when it comes to the election. I always want one of the candidates for our international, and I want one of them for our domestic.
Hmm.
And it drives me crazy. It was the same with that Bush guy and Clinton. It was the same with, you know, every time I want one of them for one side of things
right.
and one for the other side. And my big thing is I just want to split up our executive and legislative. You know, I never want one party rule across the way. It drives me nuts when things just happen because, oh, we've got the majority. And that doesn't seem very democratic.
Yeah. Dude, you know what? Maybe we can go back to the way it was in the beginning, because in the very beginning, George Washington beat out John Adams, And so John Adams became the vice president.
Exactly.
I would love that. Friends?
So, you know, whoever wins, the loser becomes vice president. And then you would have both sides. And, you know, we've had so many people say, well, you know, they can't really make those decisions. It's Congress. And so maybe if you had both sides
checks
as president and vice president.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. Seemed to work in the beginning.
Exactly. Bring back the wig party. That's what I'm about.
Yeah,
bring back the wig.
Go.
I'll see you guys later.
All right, no name. There it is.
You know, I actually thought that's how it happened because in elementary school, they didn't explain that it's changed.
Yeah.
And so I thought that happened until middle school.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah, Adams was beat out by G-Dub.
Yeah.
And,
but he became not the next president.
He was prez at some point.
But he right. wasn't the next one because that was Lincoln.
Lincoln was not the second president. I'm going to beat you with a fork.
So was he the sixth?
He was like the 15th.
He was not the 15th president. We need to have a quiz about
this. Go check.
That's how we're
going to
give away
you
prizes
go
today.
Check. It is election day. He's not the second president,
I don't
bro.
Know who the second
really?
President was.
In the 1700s?
1700s, oh, that's
the
right,
second
duh.
President? Did you see Abraham
okay.
Lincoln, vampire slayer?
No.
Obviously. That was more historically accurate than your statement.
I'm sorry. I
And there's something wrong with that.
Okay, George Washington was the first. That's
Static.
All I know.
Hey, wait, am I on?
Yes
you
oh.
are.
Oh, okay. So what you were just saying about how we should go back to how they used to do it, the losing candidate became the vice president, they actually changed that because it was working so terribly. And, like... Okay, yeah, anyway, Emily, shut up. Okay. Back to, like, I'm right now going through this class in U.S. history in high school, and we just learned about how when Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, those two, when they were presidents, and they would fight so much with their vice president that nothing got done, and everybody just hated each other. So that's why they changed it.
There you go. Okay. Good call on that one. I would
All
like
right,
thanks, man. I would also like to point out that my 9-year-old just texted me and said 16th.
Yeah.
My 9-year-old.
Why do you
my
think,
9-year-old?
Why do you think they have a show that's so cool called
my 9-year-old just texted in.
I am not smarter than a 5th grader.
Second president, Mitch.
I'm sorry. It's the second most important. George Washington is
okay.
the first
hey, you're still my vice president.
No,
you're still my vice president.
No, I'm not.
I love you, bro.
No.
High five.
They would never know.
High five me. High five me right now. You high five me, second president.
No. I don't want to.
Amazing. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I have a list. John Adams was the second.
Okay.
Gosh.
I didn't say he wasn't.
Yes.
You did.
I said he wasn't the second, was he? You're like, well, not. He was eventually.
He was. Oh, man.
No, we have a podcast.
He said he was. Okay. You know, we'll go back. Second president. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. I guess I have a whole different perspective. I know there's a lot of, it's kind of hard to decide, but I'm Native American, and we kind of, you know, historically been thrown under the bus, like, if you could say. And the people I'm voting for, there's a mixture of Republican, Democrats, and I kind of did my research, and one of the two biggest things for me is, one, the Keystone Pipeline is, you know, being supported by predominantly Republicans. And, you know, they say it's going to create a lot of jobs. But in reality, they're going to be plowing through a lot of different little reservations, and people are going to be displaced, and, you know, the environment's going to be ruined. And, you know, no one thinks about those things. And at the same time, you know, I live near a huge uranium site. And that is, you know, being pushed, and, you know, people want to mine, you know, our reservations, and they don't think about the people here. And those places are being supported by corporate bigwigs out of Texas. And again, they're predominantly Republican. And, you know, there's a lot of people here who are suffering from different cancers and illnesses from all these bigwigs, these billionaires, and for me, it's a different vote. It's a different perspective, and I think it's just because I live it. I see what happens to, you know, the minorities of the minorities, and, you know,
Brand new Amberlynn from their Vital Records. record. Vital tour going on right now.
I get chills when I hear that song.
I love it.
Me too.
I wish they were coming to Albuquerque.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. We should
call them right now and wake them up.
We should. We should.
I don't want to do that.
We should. That'd be great. I saw pictures.
He's on tour in his little bitty, like,
second home. I saw a picture. Yeah, second home.
It's pretty bad. Second home.
That's what he said.
Yeah, but it's like his bunk is.
Yeah, I know. It's
so
sad.
Tiny.
I know.
It's awful.
And he's pretty tall.
People think the life of a quote unquote rock star is, like, glamorous. I would freak out. I would feel so claustrophobic in that little,
you
like...
You have to be super flexible.
Tin
like,
can.
Literally, because you got to fit somewhere small.
It is election day, and we want to know who you're voting for. We really do. We really do. Right now, we've got Mitt Romney ahead. Mm-hmm. 16 votes, at least through call-ins and through Facebooks that we've read on air and tallied.
You didn't put me on the ballot. I have two votes for me, all right?
Okay, sorry. Oh, you mean put you on the ballot? Oh, right, because somebody actually voted for you.
Yes.
You have two votes?
Yeah,
can I be your vice president?
Someone said, I vote for Mitch, and then someone liked that comment.
Oh, okay, fine. We got three for Gary Johnson, so he's actually in second place, and tied in third place is Obama and you.
Yay!
So, there you go. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Let us know.
I will give you longer recesses.
Okay.
And giving my speech.
Oh. I'm like, oh, okay. Longer recesses.
Well, like,
okay, let me.
Student council. It's the last time I did
okay,
anything.
Okay, I was going to say, let me just tell you that the people.
Pizza for lunch every day.
People that have recess can't vote, so you're wasting your time.
This is a student council. I don't know.
Whatever. Secretary. What do we got on Facebook?
Lisa says, I did not vote to reelect President Obama. I believe America needs to uphold biblical principles, and Israel is in need of of allies. However, I almost said alias. However, if he is reelected, I will not disrespect but continue to pray for him as a leader.
Absolutely. Romans 13 makes it very clear that our elected officials, we do need to continue to pray for. We do need to respect, because I think a lot of times people love to trash the leader no matter who it is.
Yeah.
And we have to pray for our government, our leaders. In fact, 1 Timothy 2:1-3 says, therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made mm-hmm. for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. So no matter who is elected today, you're right, we need to pray for our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
We need to lift them up. And that's found in 1 Timothy 2:1-3, if you'd like to dig into Scripture more on that one.
Yes.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700.
Michael says, Gary Johnson, although I do have disagreements with some of his policy, he is without question the closest to me politically. That said, I am praying for God's will to be done, and I pray that his will is for an Obama win tonight.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so.
Okay. I believe that President Obama is a Christian who follows Jesus, and that Romney is both deceived and a deceiver away from Christ.
Static!
Matthew from Albuquerque. How are you?
Matthew.
Good, man.
Are you voting today?
No, he can't vote.
I'm too young. I can't vote. I'm only 13.
Yeah,
oh,
good job, Mitch.
Man.
Good job. She was trying to get elected herself, and she was going to say longer recesses for you.
He doesn't have recess.
Hey, if I could vote, guys, I would go for Obama, seriously.
Matthew.
If I could, I would.
Okay. But you're 13, so that vote doesn't count.
I wish it did. How are you guys going this morning? Enjoying the day?
Yeah, it's election day, so we got the phone lines are pretty jammed, man. Do you want to hear a request?
Oh, sure. You guys can this morning play Home by Phil Stills for my best friend,
Sean Siegler. We will totally do that.
Thank you, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey there.
Hey,
buddy. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, yeah, you know, I went out and voted already.
Yes, thank you.
But yeah, I'm not going to.
Yeah, you
can't.
Okay, so anyway, no, here's why I chimed in.
Okay.
I saw this actually last night when I was watching the news. Are you familiar with Dixville Notch, New Hampshire?
No.
Steven? I'm not.
Okay, it has 10 registered voters. And since 1948... they've been enjoying the first vote status. Like at midnight, their polls open. And there's people waiting in line, and like, you know, in 15 minutes, they have their results.
Wow.
Yeah. For the first time, I think since 1948, The vote there is a tie.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do they break that tie? What do they do at that point?
Well, no. They just,
it's a duel.
They send their votes to, you know, where, I don't know.
So half of them like, know you now. Well, I didn't even know you then.
Brothers, I never knew you. Static Radio. It's kind of harsh.
It is.
I never knew you. It's pretty sad.
What's going to happen to people? Just saying.
Some kind of falling out there.
Which is kind of interesting because that's what we were talking about last hour. And it was like, hey, I never knew you. But I did all this in your name.
Never knew you.
Interesting.
Huh? All right. What do we got? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Josh says, most definitely dig. Marley says, dig so much, I think I hit China. Alan says, no, bury it. And I'm going to butcher this. Keshia says, dig it.
You should just say Miss Murdoch.
Miss Murdoch says, dig it. Ms. Murdoch.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's a new music Tuesday. Hey, 8:15. We got to take care of something real quick. Yep.
The road is closed due to construction, Comanche at San Mateo, and there's more construction work, Manal at Eubank. Got you. Look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Asuna Road Northeast, right here on Calvary's campus. Phone number 505-338-3669, and thanks again to Solomon's Porch for sponsoring Static Radio.
Thank you.
All right. It is New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it for the Avett Brothers.
Let's see. Giovanna says, it might be that the election has put me in a sour mood, or it might be that this song just bugs. That's what I said.
That's
what I told you.
That's hilarious, because that's what I said. The song is too happy.
And I said, I think you're just in a crappy mood.
Yeah. So I think you're just in a crappy mood, Giovanna.
She says, but I'm annoyed by this song right now. I'm and in going with the former, I'm usually am down to listen to the Avett Brothers. My mood says bury. TG says, where's the field of flowers my wife and I can run through in slow motion? Jonathan says, I just want to dance in a circle among flowery meadows. So happy.
Right. Like, it's like this happy song. Maybe you just have to be in the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Static.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
It's Michelle. I was just calling to say, since everybody is burying that song, I'll dig it. And I also wanted to thank you guys. I just went and got my awesome haircut from Square Roots because of the Static decision. Is that what it was called?
Yes.
And it was amazing. And I tell everybody, go get your haircut at Square Roots.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
All right, Michelle. Thanks.
Bye.
Non-com. Non-com. My heart.
Quiet. That's why. Yeah. You like that?
It was
worked
good.
Out, though.
Yeah, it did.
She still got to say whatever she wanted to say. Nobody heard it. 505-338-3700. It is New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it. Trust me, those are my friends that own that their shop. So I would love to say those things.
That but their shop.
At that their shop. But anyways, New Music Tuesday. What do we got?
Pioneer is on another pioneering path. Sorry, that was really
no,
bad.
No, you did not.
I tried.
No, you
pretty
did not.
Bad.
Is the path lighted?
That's what the song's
are
called.
Lighted?
Lighted?
Lit?
Lighted.
I need
you know what? I gotta go home.
Lighted. Yeah, you gotta go read some books. You gotta go, like,
lighted.
Get some smarts.
I was trying to...
Illuminated, maybe?
No.
You were thinking illuminated?
Lighted. I was thinking lighted. Like, they're...
Like the path lighted, was lighted.
I lighted the path.
Like Abraham Lincoln lighted the path of the second president.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Second president. Whatever. Caleb thought it was the second president too.
Man. Maybe it's because it was like the second most important to most people.
Yes.
And the first would be G-Dub.
We just know that he was the first.
Yeah. And that was George Washington, by the way. That's definitely who I was talking about.
You mean we didn't start America in 1990?
Yeah, no, didn't happen that way. So, all right. So Pioneer's the band, and they're doing something new and different?
Yep, out of Nashville.
All right.
Cool dudes. Young dudes, too. I think they're all about my age or even younger, 20 to 23.
All right. So. Pioneer is the name of the band, and the song is Lights. Let us know what you think. Dig it or bear it. Song's called Lights, not Lighted, bro.
I'm gonna put Lighted.
Okay, don't put Lighted.
Okay.
There you go. We want them to be intelligent sounding, so.
Whatever.
Unlike my ghost.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Steve and Mitch and Billiam.
In the morning.
Static Radio. song is called Lights. Static Radio. You've gotten some like happy songs this week.
Yeah.
Because that was like, yeah! I'm excited!
I'm just trying to lighten the mood of the day.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's necessary.
People are a bit stirred up.
Yes, it's true. I just saw the last one. Oh, man! We gotta save that one.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Oh, man, that's gonna be awesome. Okay, anyways, we got some good music for New Music Tuesday.
I'm so glad you're happy.
Yeah.
About something.
Oh, man. So what do we got on Facebook?
Not a whole lot. People are kind of caught up still in the other one. Bill says, definite dig. TG says, I sense anger in the way Michelle typed this out. Rest in peace, Steve-O. Another news dig. Yeah, there was anger.
Yeah. Why are you so quiet?
I don't know. Stop it. Do you hear that?
Yeah, you do sound quiet.
And Crystal says, dig it.
Dig it.
Wow. Ah. Ooh. No? Not gonna,
you okay. Done?
Snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah, that's, well, it's, sure.
Yes. That's as much as Mitch as I want to hear.
Perfect.
And Alexandra says, to be honest, I'm in between Digberry. I don't know if that counts.
That counts. Why not?
Okay.
That's just...
In between Digberry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dig in berry.
All right.
So, she's whatever about
maybe,
it?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's bad because that just means you're kind of apathetic, right?
Yeah. Things sound so weird.
Oh.
Sorry.
You going to be okay?
Yeah.
All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it. And, yeah, you can get your comments on. Because it's New Music Tuesday. Hey, what's that song?
it's called, this is a band, it's one of those things where the record label sent me in, and it's something that personally I'm on the fence on.
Okay.
So I usually put in one or two of these every week. The band's called Transparent. They're pretty new, and, I don't think a lot of people know about them because they're transparent, you know?
Like, got it.
You can see through it. Transparent.
It's like the invisibility cloak with Harry Potter. It's like...
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's as cool as Harry Potter. Sounds called Bridges, though.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know what you think. Really, though, because we need to know. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
In the morning.
Sweet. Static Radio, good morning.
What?
Hi.
New Music Tuesday going on right now, and you can get your vote on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got a lot of songs to get through still, and it's already halfway through the hour. What?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I'm just enjoying a starchy snack and thinking about all the things to vote for.
Yes. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
What just happened?
MyStaticRadio.com/mornings for the podcast. So.
Oh, okay. So I'll go back and listen. Okay.
Yeah. So that song.
Uh huh.
Have about 6 comments on it. Five comments.
Wow. It's, yes. That's a popular one.
Yeah.
Sequoia says, dig it. Alan says, dig it. Bill says, weird. Couldn't hear the vocals, Barry. And Jackie says, Barry, an unpolished version of Skillet.
Oh.
Mm.
And on that,
yeah,
Transparent rode off into the sunset.
Good thing they're see-through.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. Do we want to do this one? Do we want to do one of these others instead? Do we want to try and keep this, or it doesn't matter?
Well,
dun, dun, dun.
Do you want to?
I don't care.
Do you want to fluctuate in quality or steadily increase?
Steadily increase.
Hmm.
Okay, so I would put the one under it. Yeah.
Okay.
This is the other label made me do it song.
Yeah.
That I'm letting everyone else.
Oh, good. So this means the label said, "Hey, play this," and you're like, "Well, I don't know." And now the listeners get to tell us exactly how they feel about it.
Exactly.
So then we go back to the record label and say,
"Hey." Our listeners think this is terrible.
Yeah.
Or they like it.
I got to do that last week. Was it last week or the week before? I felt
last
good
week.
Getting to fill in for you there for a minute because I got to be a jerk at once. And I was like, yeah, take that. They're like, play our song. And I'm like, this is what the listener said. And these were the nice ones. So, yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us exactly how this song makes you feel.
Exactly.
Devin Williams, word the song word. Is called Eraser? Really? Okay.
It's like a Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yeah. Dig it or bear it, Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Yep.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Eraser. Ooh, Static Radio, good morning.
What just happened was really great, because we're reading Facebook comments and you get it.
I got a text at like the same time that was a very similar comment.
Giovanna on Facebook says, whoa, remember Old Man Shattered?
Man, that's not cool. And Dave listens, bro.
I'm just saying.
Old Man Shattered, those dudes are amazing.
Yeah.
But that was a comment.
That was like a poor man's... Old Man Shattered.
Poor man shattered the
poor,
old man.
Poor man that was the old. It was the
poor old man shattered.
Yeah, it was before he was shattered.
Yeah,
he's just old. So what else we got?
Tanya says, I dig it. The music is predictable, but the lyrics are good.
Okay.
Benny says, totally dig it. And TJ says, erase it from your database. I know, not my best material. Neither is this song.
Yeah.
Touche, TJ.
Yes, there you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bear it. Tell us what you think. But really, do we need? Do we need to say much more? We can move on. It was pretty good.
Wait, we have more.
Oh.
14 okay. comments. Dang.
Wow.
Oh.
Guys really pulled through on this one. Brian says, I don't know. I didn't know Nickelback could get worse. Jonathan says, seriously, are they peddling Nickelback type bands? Barry. Okay, Ms. Murdoch says, if Daughtry and Nickelback had a baby, it would be this guy. Bury it, please. Yeah. Alexandra says, well, I can't say erase this song because I dig it. Because after all, after getting saved, God has erased all my sins and all my pains.
Jesus.
Michael says, bury. Alan says, please tell me this will be the only time this will ever be played. Bury it. Mm-hmm. Judd says, isn't the 90s over?
Mm-hmm.
And Amber says, love the name of the song. Also a good song. So dig.
Okay.
Jackie says, Nickelback? No, Barry, please. And Sarah says, Scott Stapp, is that you? Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for your votes.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. So we got some more music to get through.
We've got an interesting band who submitted through the locals rule section. They're not from New Mexico, but they've had... apparently, some UK hits.
Really?
They're kind of a UK punk rock.
Oh, we're huge overseas.
Man, it's really check random. One of the dudes from this band, they're called Shiny Darks.
Okay.
And one of the dudes used to be the front man for like a satanic metal band.
What?
And then totally like reformed and started this punk rock Christian thing with his pastor.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Interesting. Very interesting.
All right, the Shiny Darks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shiny Darks. The song is called I Want to Be a Kennedy.
Which is fitting for the election, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I like that. It is election day. Right. I've already forgotten.
That's good. So, good for you.
I voted like a week ago.
That's like a milestone.
It ended a week ago.
Dunzos.
Yeah, so the Shiny Darks, dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Yo.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Shiny Darks, I Want to Be a Kennedy, Static Radio. New Music Tuesday, dig it or bury it. Hello.
Dig it. This is good stuff.
Yeah?
Right. Yeah, on, it's like, this is like Weezer meets old school 311, and it's beautiful.
Wow. That's all
cool.
Right.
Cool.
Thank you for that. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Good call, my friend.
Quentin says, dig it. Bill says, oh yeah, love it, love punk. Giovanna says, yeah, there's always room for more punk rock on Static. Oi!
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 And TG says, me gusta. Dominic says, worst song ever. So, there we go.
There's always one. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Dominic. I'm just kidding, bro. Dominic's a cool guy.
Not really.
I like Dominic. I this says nothing about his musical taste. I have plenty of friends who are voting for... Never mind.
Woo! Oh, look, we have more comments. All the comments, like, flood in. This is good. All the comments flood in after the song.
That's good. I like that.
Means you're listening to the full song.
Yeah.
We enjoy
What do we got?
Well, as soon as Facebook starts working for the computer...
If we had to nominate worst song ever, what would you say is the worst song ever? That's a tough one. I've heard some really bad songs.
Yeah. Actually, I've got a local rule that we could put in a running for that.
Okay, moving on.
Benny says this needs to be buried like the Kennedys.
Oh, at least that was clever.
I read that and then realized what I just read. I didn't pre-read that one.
It's pretty bad.
Sean says, Barry, please. 2 seconds in and I was already burying my ears. Amber says, love it. Yeah, it was good. Jed says, Dig, I want to get a spike mohawk 4 feet high.
Yes, and Billiam used to have one.
It wasn't 4 feet high.
No, it wasn't 4 feet.
That's really tall. How long does it take to make that into a mohawk?
4 feet?
Well, not four feet.
I was going to say.
But what, like a foot and a half?
Mine was... Yeah, about a
couple.
Foot and a half.
I was going to say 2 feet.
Almost.
Oh, who knows?
2 feet. It took a while.
Static!
What up, dude?
Shane!
Dude, I hate being negative.
Well, then but, don't.
I'll skip it, dude. Yeah, not getting a lot out of this morning when it comes to new music.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That was. I love punk rock, dude, and I love a 4/4 over and over again. You know, I do. Yeah, dude. I don't know. I don't really like it.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, man.
Stick around. Trust me. We got some good stuff on the way.
Dude, have a great day and vote, bro. Later.
All right. Love you, bro.
Shame.
You guys failed.
Well, you didn't know. Usually we have to do like the whole eye contact thing. Like, is this going to happen?
There's two people in the room. What am I going to do?
Yes.
That takes way too long. We're trying to move along. We still got songs to
move
get to. It's 8:45.
Move along like I know you'd.
Move along.
Dude.
Move along. Now.
Alan says, after hearing that the singer reformed, I wanted to like this one, but sadly, I don't. Bury it. Jonathan says, yes. I mean, oi, 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 Dig. Kat says, definitely dig it. Steven says, it's very punk sounding, so gotta like it. I prefer metal. And Michael says, it's okay for 80s punk.
Okay.
Christy says, definitely dig. And Corey says, dig. Yep.
There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. We got a couple more tracks to get to. And I feel like it's about to step up in quality.
Are we going to do any, like,
I don't know about the
mystery
songs themselves.
Bands or?
Do you want to do it as a mystery band? See how people respond and then drop the.
I think.
That one already, though.
Is it obvious?
I think the last one would be very hard to guess.
Really?
Because. Huh. Have you heard this song?
No.
I haven't.
It sounds pretty different.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So why don't we do Project 86 first?
And then we'll rock Mystery Band.
Yes.
I like this.
Yes.
Okay. I definitely like this.
Andrew Schwab, he's amazing dude of Project 86.
I love him.
And they're trying to, he wants to come on back with on the air with us in a couple weeks when his book is done.
Dude, 10 Soldiers, I've been patiently awaiting. Gosh, I want to read that book. So, brand new song from their Hear the Siren record. And so if you have their new record, you've heard the track. But Dig It or Bury It, Project 86. It's Omerta's Sons. That's hard to say.
Omerta's Sons.
Omerta's Sons.
America.
Omerta's Sons. Project 86, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve O'Mish and Billiam.
Yep.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Project 86.
The new single.
Oh, Murder's Sons.
Murder.
Thank you. Thank you, Ja Rule, for your information.
Ja Rule.
Murder. And then some girl sings, I'm so sad.
Yeah.
Baby.
Amazing. Amazing. That's Brandy Project 86, not to be confused with Ja Rule, because they sound so similar.
Totally.
Yeah, so Dig It or Bury It on the new P86. Let us know.
Steven says, dig in. All you had to say was Project 86. That's bias. We don't.
Yeah.
Dominic says, where's my shovel? I'm digging this. It even sounds patriotic and fitting for Election Day. Much better than last song.
All right.
Than the last song. Megan says, I dig hip hop, which hardly ever gets played.
What? Where did that come from? This is not hip hop.
Hey, last week for New Music Tuesday, how many hip hop tracks did we have? Two? Three?
I think we had two.
Yeah. So,
and it was very little response.
And a lot of people said, this sucks. Mm-hmm. So we're like, oh, okay. So
where were you last week, Megan? Hey, just kidding, Megan.
You know,
I'm just kidding.
You don't have to call her. Wow, you're a jerk.
No, this is like, you know, heart to heart.
Sup, bro?
Murder.
Sup, bro?
Come at me, bro.
Wow. All right.
TJ says,
don't piss off Mitch today.
What? It's you that we have to worry about. Remember how you were like, I hate this song. It's so happy.
It's just, you know.
Hey, you too.
Thank you, Will. Thank you.
Glad you're back.
Bringing us back to our senses. You're back.
Okay. All right. There you go. Diggerberry.
TJ. Oh, hold on. Gosh. TJ has something to say.
Okay, go ahead.
TJ says, oh my, it's Omerta.
What?
That may be a stretch. Saying the song was good is two. Was good is two.
Ooh.
What?
Saying the song was good is two.
TJ, no, I got what you're saying. He's losing it.
Saying
TJ, you're losing it. You're losing your funny. What is happening? So funny normally. Pray for TJ, everybody. He's having a rough day.
Oh, no.
Having a rough day.
Poor TJ.
We both went to Moriarty.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got two songs to get to in like 8 minutes. So we should probably take care of these, right?
You mean one mystery song?
Yeah. Mystery song.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Sorry. Save the best for last type thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which is what we're doing right now.
I'm so confused.
Mystery band number one.
Mystery band. The only one because there's only one.
Keep drawing. Just keep drawing attention. There it is. Mystery number one. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Oh.
Can we do this? Are we ready?
Fresh from the press of music land.
You got this in. And this was somebody's. We have to say mystery band. Been in the industry for what did you say? 15 years?
Yes.
15 years.
Over 15 years.
I hope this isn't ruining who it is. But yeah, been in the biz for a while. And so we got to say mystery band so people aren't biased.
Exactly.
Because everybody knows.
Everyone's going to recognize the name. And we don't want that to happen.
Hopefully they don't recognize the song.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Yeah, yeah.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Thanks to Brett Beastman for submitting that to Locals Rule.
By the way, that's his real name, Brett Beastman.
I think that's a stage name.
Are you sure?
That would be cool if my
Beastman?
Name, if my middle name or my last name was Beastman, that would be awesome.
Maybe it's Beastman.
Beastman.
Beastman. And he just, it's just Beastman.
Okay.
So anyway.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you really even need to.
I don't know where that post is.
Feel free to get your digs or berries in on that one.
I think people were too afraid.
I don't even know I don't even know what to say.
Okay. There's two whole comments. TJ says, I feel like...
Wow.
TJ says, I feel like Helen Keller because I'm not hearing any words.
That's... Man.
Helen Keller couldn't hear any music either, you insensitive jerk face. TJ, you're losing it! You've lost it, TJ!
Oh, no.
We'll miss you. We'll miss you when you're gone.
Amber says, wow, that was funny watching you guys in the studio cam. apparently you're chewing.
Yeah, I am.
There's so much gum.
I got xylitol.
Xylitol.
I got some xylitol going on.
So there's enough time for the actual song.
Yeah, this is the real mystery band.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
man.
Mystery band
but
number two.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. I wish we had gone in sooner and made it more interesting.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. I kept trying to sing and be funny, and I couldn't keep it together. That was awful. I meant us. I didn't mean the song. Thank you for your submission.
That guy actually tried out for Pink Floyd.
Keep it up. Stop it right now.
Oh, no.
Yep. Final song of the day. Dig It or Bury It, Mr. Band number two.
It just came out today, too.
5 points if you can tell us who this is.
That's the hint.
Because apparently it's really, really hard to decipher. Are we ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Dig It or Bury It from Mystery Band number two. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Yes.
In the morning.
Static Radio. New Music Tuesday. Mystery Band number two, which just so happened to be Mystery Band number one last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not funny?
Mm-hmm.
Completely different, though. That sounded way different than Sunburnt, the track that we premiered last
week.
I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Ooh.
Static!
Is that Under Oath?
Absolutely.
That is amazing.
Did you like it?
I can't wait to buy that. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Word. All right, there you go. Thanks for the dig. Record released today, actually.
The last anthology. The last record ever to be released by Under Oath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Under Oath Anthology 1999 to 2013 released today with a couple new tracks, that being one of them. I don't know why I deleted it because I already forgot the name of it. Unsound. There you go.
Amber says, Under Oath, I think. Haha, dig.
Okay.
And Kelson says, Dead Poetic, dig, but it's not.
I wish Dead Poetic would do something.
Yeah.
Those dudes are cool.
Thebe says, still not a fan. I don't think he cared what it was. He just didn't like it.
Right.
Giovanna says, win. TG says, I would like to give an oath that I will bury this under my feet.
Wow.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm stuck in Santa Fe today on election day. I'm just scared. messing with my mojo.
Good job there, TJ.
And Josh says, under oath. But he didn't say whether or not he liked it, so I don't know.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Let us know, dig or bury it, for all the new music that you heard this morning. And being that it's 9 o'clock, well, it's time to
get rid of me.
Time to get rid of you, I guess. Speaking of getting rid of things, we are going to be talking about politics.
All right.
And this year election.
Don't worry.
To go outdoors.
I know. I'm so bummed.
I have about 37 more comments to read.
Unless
they're just you guys talking to each other, then I'm just not going to read them.
Oh, from the election day?
Yeah.
It's election day. We're going to act like decent humans, at least. We're going to try.
Yeah.
Have a conversation about who you're voting for and why you are voting for them, not why you're not voting for the other guy.
No fighting.
Yeah, no fighting. I'm tired of trolling.
It's supposed to be Theology Thursday, too, so.
With Pastor Scott Tom joining us a little later, possibly.
We understand. Theology Thursday on Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. All right, back. We got some red jumpsuit apparatus. And thanks, Billiam.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Good music.
Good stuff today. Good job. Good voices.
Thanks for the little detour in the break from political conversation, which we will get back into here in 4 minutes. So get your comments on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Election day. You voting? Who you voting for? Let us know. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Red jumpsuit apparatus. Am I the enemy? Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Steve on Mitch. 9:08 now. It is your Tuesday and a very important Tuesday. We've been talking about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Took a little detour with New Music Tuesday, but we've been asking all morning long, who are you voting for? Why are you voting for that person?
We've asked for no trolling. We don't care why you hate the other guy. We care why you like your guy. And joining us in studio right now, Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for inviting me in.
Welcome to this very, very gnarly show.
It's the gnarliest.
So the 7 o'clock hour was pretty intense.
The 7 o'clock hour?
7 o'clock hour. I'm sure this hour is going to be pretty intense as well. It is election day. Have you voted?
Not yet.
Okay.
I plan to.
Yeah.
I rarely miss.
Yeah. I was talking off air to Mitch when I was 18. That was I turned 18, and right after that, I was like, yeah, election year. I get to vote right at 18. And I have not missed since my 18th birthday. So I obviously believe it's very important for everybody to get out, exercise their right to vote. And so we're talking about it this morning. It is election day. In fact, this morning I quoted Billy Graham, who commented on this day, Tuesday, November 6th, 2012. He says, the legacy we leave behind for our children, grandchildren, and this great nation is crucial. As I approach my 94th birthday, I realize this election could be my last. I believe it is vitally important that we cast our ballots for candidates who base their decisions on biblical principles and support the nation of Israel. I urge you to vote for those who protect the sanctity of life and support the biblical definition of marriage between a man and a woman. Vote for biblical values this November 6th, and pray with me that America will remain one nation under God, end quote, Billy Graham. So we've been talking this morning, and of course, biblical values and biblical principles have been tossed around. We've had people say, I'm voting for Obama because of the poor, or I'm voting for Mitt Romney because of abortion stance. I'm voting for Obama because I live on a reservation, mm-hmm. and the Republicans are trying to build a highway through our sacred land. And then we've heard people voting for Mitt Romney because of his stance on same-sex marriage. So we've heard a lot of conversation back and forth from Christians saying, hey, this is who I'm voting for. Definitely don't take your gloves off. We're not going to get feisty, because if anybody does, I will, and I win because I have a microphone and I can hang up on you. So let's not get too crazy.
Let's not make any hasty decisions. Like, if so-and-so wins, you're gonna move to Canada.
Yeah, I've heard that from a few people. Bro, dude, I can't take 4 more years of this. I'm gonna move to Canada. Okay,
I found out that it's actually not that easy. If you want to move to Canada, good luck. You got to go through a process. I guess every election season somebody does that. I threatened a few years ago, I was like, if so-and-so wins, I'm out. I'm leaving Canada.
And you're still here.
Well, they didn't win.
Oh, okay.
It was before it was just Obama and McCain.
Okay.
So.
All right.
May have been a woman.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay. So in order to move, Americans need to start by working toward a permanent residency card.
Okay.
Anybody can go there for 6 months. They can go there and just hang out, but then they have to...
Things aren't going to change in 6 months either way, so...
Yeah, it's the equivalent of American Green Card. There are more than 60 programs that allow people to do that, but newly granted permanent residents must spend, once you get that, two of the 5 years in Canada. After the 3 years of residency, they can apply for the citizenship, but then you have to prove proficiency in English and French.
Okay.
And then... most immigrants, they move because of a job offer, proving your economic worth to the country, blah, 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 blah. And
so you can't just move to Canada,
and then if you, people move to Canada and they have the national healthcare system, right? But you have to go, if you're going to move there, you have to undergo a health screening. And if you have things like, if you have cancer or some random disease that's just too much for them, they won't take you.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's crazy. I didn't know that until I read this.
Yeah. Hate speech laws out there are pretty terrible as well. So
yes.
Good luck with that. Have fun in Canada. I'm American. I'm going to stay here no matter what.
So I'm just saying.
I'm going to stay here.
We drive trucks.
It's
I wish.
Easy.
I want a truck. They're really expensive.
I don't want a truck.
I do, because I'm American. With my shotgun rack. It's going to be awesome. I own no shotguns. Much less a rack to put them on. So, you know.
Or the truck.
Yeah. Static.
I got a question that's like completely off topic. Is that okay?
Sure.
Maybe.
Okay, so how come Hardcore at 4 is only like 2 songs, man?
It's 4 songs.
4 songs.
Because it's Hardcore at 4. Get it?
Get it.
Oh, okay. Because I get all excited, man, and then it's on, and I'll stop at the gas station,
or something like that. I barely hear in one song, and then it's over with, man. I think you guys should extend it.
You should write into your local congressman at studio@mystaticradio.com and lend your support for hardcore music and tell us why you believe hardcore music should be played more regularly. We actually do get a lot of people calling in saying, hey, man, more hardcore. And then we get people calling in saying, I hate hardcore, more hip-hop. And then and then other people are like, I hate hip-hop because it's stupid. And I'm like, right? And then people are, so.
And don't forget, tomorrow's Way Too Early Wednesday where it's open. You can request whatever you want.
Tomorrow's 6 o'clock hour is usually all hardcore.
So I gotta wake up an hour early, man?
Yes, to hear what you want to hear.
There you go.
Cool.
Thanks for the call, man. All right. 505-338-3700. You know what the funny thing is? He chimed in on hardcore music, but it really coincides with what we're talking about. Politics. Because there's different views on similar issues. I mean, Pastor Scott Tom in studio. We've heard a lot of people throwing around vote biblical value. So asking a pastor what that means. What does it mean to vote biblical values? You know what I mean?
Well, there's a certain worldview that the Bible gives.
Okay.
And we have a worldview that when they ask Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? And he said, to love the Lord your God with all your strength, all your soul, all your mind, and all your heart. And so he says, the second is like unto this, the lesser command, right?
Right.
So the lesser value is to love your neighbor as yourself. So it begins to put into play here that there's levels of values and there's biblical values. God is ultimately the greatest value.
Right.
When you have to choose between man and God, you choose God.
Right.
If somebody comes and says, deny God, well, you can't.
Right.
You choose God.
We see that in the book of Daniel. We see that, well, I mean, multiple places.
Right.
One example, book of Daniel.
Mm-hmm. And so you have biblical values. So it says God first, man second, things, animals, other things last. And so, for example, like if we say, hey, we're worried about this road being built, and you say, okay, well, what about babies being killed? You know, because a baby, a child, they have a heartbeat within 4 weeks.
Right.
Most babies.
And I know this as somebody, my wife's about to pop.
Yeah,
we're about
you guys
a week.
Have it.
She has an appointment today. Everybody be praying for my wife. She has an appointment today. We're about a week away.
You guys have gone in, listened to that heartbeat.
Many a time.
It's gone.
Love it, man.
Within 4 weeks, you've got a beating heart there.
Right.
And so what's the greater value? Is it the road or is it, the life?
Yeah.
A person's more valuable than property. And so that's an example of a biblical value.
Right.
And so the Bible, lays those things out. And every one of God's laws, rules, all deal with love and the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll see that.
Do you think people get tired because, I've seen some comments and I've heard some people say, you know what, I get it, abortion's wrong, but, we're not really ever going to change it. So I'm going to vote for something that can be changed, like social statuses and taxes and things like that. Do you think people get tired because as Christians, we say, hey, sanctity of life and same-sex marriage are big issues. Let's talk about these. And because we talk less about the other things, as you're talking about these levels of importance, you think people go, I'm tired of talking about this, so I'm just going to vote over here because I'm just tired of talking about it on this aspect because I'm a Christian and I love Jesus and I care about these things as well and kind of place a different value, you think, because it's so hit over the head with it?
Yeah, I think sometimes, we're doing that. I think that's waned in years. I don't think a lot of times it's even spoken about in church or places. It's kind of in the 70s, 80s, it was much more prevalent.
Yeah.
And people were rioting outside of abortion clinics and people were shooting abortionists.
Yeah.
So it was much more contentious back then.
Right.
Than today. But that's kind of like saying, people drown all the time. Why should I try to save them? You can't remove water from the earth, so I shouldn't try to save them. No, we have an obligation to always do that. You could say, well, people just really, they seem apathetic towards Christ. Well, so, I don't want to witness anymore. See, the greater good, the greater value is that it's greater and it's the utmost. And you must choose that over the less.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not doing the right. You're not doing good. And James 4:17 says that him who knows to do good but doesn't do it to him, it's sin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we have a moral obligation to do our best. And I've gotten emails this past week because people have taken issue of, you know, well, there's no law that says you got to vote, you know, and so you're just, you know, acquiescing to the secular people and buying into their system.
Conforming to the patterns of the world because the world system says to vote.
So there's no law. But that's terrible. Think about that. Do you have to have a law to tell you to do something good?
Right.
And on top of that, even if there's not a law, we should be open to doing beyond what's requested of us, right?
Right.
Because Jesus said, hey, if they bid you to go a mile,
go with them too.
Go with them too, yeah, right? Yeah. And so if we know government says, hey, we really want you to vote, and we say, nah, I'm not going the second mile. I'm not doing that because they're not requiring it of me. Well, then that's foolish. It's like telling Jesus, I'm not going the second mile.
Yeah. You're not taking part in that political process. Christ said himself, render to Caesar, therefore, what is Caesar's, and render to God what is God's. Talking there on, you know, the coin, the taxes, whatever you want to point that to. But that still meant take part in the system, in the government that you are underneath. You take part in that. I mean, that's what it was. If you want to render this unto Caesar, you render unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
Right.
And we still belong to the United States of America. We are a part of this nation. I'm with you.
And so we should.
We should
go do it.
Should.
And if you're voting your conscience, I commend you. They're doing that. I think there are clear biblical values that are elevated above other biblical values. And that's what we should vote on. And I think it's clearly taught in Scripture.
Yeah.
That principle.
All right. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. The phone line has been going off this whole time. So let's get to some phones.
Go for it.
Static.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing good. So I voted on Saturday, actually.
Right on.
I voted on Saturday, so I didn't vote today because I got work.
Yeah. Okay.
But some things I want to talk about. So I know that there's this whole thing about Obama being a Christian and Romney being a Mormon and, you know, back and forth and back and forth.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I voted actually for Gary Johnson. I'm going to say it.
That's okay. He's actually, you know, I've been telling all morning people calling in and people voting on Facebook, and Gary Johnson actually is in second place over Obama for static listener votes.
Yeah.
So there's no shame in what you're saying, bro. It's open forum. Cool. You can say whatever you want.
So I'm like, okay, most pro-life candidate is Gary Johnson, even though he's for the Libertarian Party, who has a view with some kind of idea of pro-choice, he is totally pro-life. So I was like, all right, let's go with Gary Johnson. So here's my reasoning. So Obama claims to be a Christian, but so was Tebow. He claimed to be a Christian. But if you look at the differences between the two, you can see clearly a Christian who is living by the verse of to live as Christ and to die as gain. And you look at one, on the other hand, Obama, according to wallbuilders.org, is the most biblically hostile president that we've had. Now, some of the statements that they've made where, you know, he went to a university and covered up the name of Jesus. There was a name of Jesus in the background. He covered it up during his speech. It's like, well, think about it. I mean, you could kind of see that he doesn't want to favorite, you know, just the Christians. He wants to talk to everybody. But at the same time, it's like, well, he wouldn't be thinking that if he was totally believe, if he was stating or actually following the fact that he's a Christian. So at that point, I'm like, I don't know. There's a lot of facts against Obama and Christianity and his following and that he's biblically hostile. But then again, you know, I'm like, all right, got to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's not completely bashing on Christians, but there was one statement that was made where he was talking specific. There was a church that was destroyed during 9/11, and they wanted to rebuild their church, and it was denied. But there was that talk about a Muslim mosque being built. He was all for it. So I'm like, I'm getting a little off kilter here. So with Romney, I'm like, all right, let's go with Romney. Maybe he'll be a better choice. But
right.
then it's like, I don't know. He's got the Mormonism view,
You know, so that's why I voted for Gary Johnson, just because based on also what Billy Graham was saying, he's got more of those points.
Okay. Dude, thanks for your comment, and thanks for citing your sources on everything. That was awesome. Way to put it. So thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, 505-338-3700 is the phone number. We got plenty of Facebook comments to get to.
See, I'm going to try and decipher through the talking to each other and...
There you go.
...what they're actually saying to us. Gabe says he voted for Mitt. No reason. He just did.
Okay.
Let's see... Steven says, I gotta say, I don't usually vote. Always felt my vote doesn't matter. I like to say I would vote for Gary Johnson, but he has got enough attention, so my vote's going to Romney Ryan. And he says, Ryan Morals all the way. Romney Ryan Morals all the way.
All right.
Let me see. Michael says, last 4 years have not been what they were supposed to be. Why give Obama 4 more? Pass the torch, at least for the unborn babies. Obama doesn't mind being killed. Dang. So I'm going to assume
right.
He just voted for Romney Ryan.
Okay. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Static.
Hello.
Great topic this morning.
Hey, thanks.
Great music this morning, too.
Right on.
I've got a comment and also a question for Pastor Tom, if he's still there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think when good men do nothing, that's when evil thrives, right?
Hey, Edmund. Yeah, Edmund and Burke.
So I think the reality is, you know, God, family, and then country, that's the way we've got to live our morals and values. And the reality is, Obama, I voted for Romney and Ryan. Obama wants to take away our Second Amendment, our gun rights. The Democratic Party openly endorsed the gay and lesbian agenda and the pro-life issue. I think those are big issues not to vote for Obama. The reality is, Romney is a Mormon, but the question is to Pastor Tom, him being a Mormon, his values a little different, but he still is conservative. Do you feel that we are voting, you know, we're not voting for a pastor or a preacher, we're voting for the commander-in-chief. Do you think there's an issue for a Christian to vote for a Mormon? And I'll go ahead and hang up and let you answer that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the question. You know what's interesting is the people that have voted for Gary Johnson, nobody has said anything about his religious affiliation at all. Because I don't know that Gary Johnson has said whether he's... You know what I mean? If anything, he's probably a Rastafarian. I'm just kidding. But nobody's mentioned that. You know what I mean? But when it comes to President Obama, it's like, oh, well, he's a Christian. No, he's not. He's a baby killer. Oh, well, Romney... No, he's a Mormon, and so he's a cult, and they're going to hell. And so everybody is hitting the religious aspect for Obama and for Romney. No one's even mentioned anything about that for Gary Johnson. So why is that? I know I'm getting a minorly off topic, but as he asked, what do you think? You are going out to vote today. Do you find that that we can, as Christians, vote for someone who doesn't necessarily adhere to the same biblical principles?
Yeah, you're not going to find any presidential candidate. Rarely will you ever find a presidential candidate will have the same biblical or strong biblical values. And so you're not voting, though, like the caller said, you're not voting on a pastor, you're voting on a president. You're not voting on doctrine, you're voting on the values, the issues. And so that's what we've got to choose. I know there's a lot of Christians have, they feel like a moral, you know, problem here. They feel like, wow, I'm like, it's almost like cheating on Christ because this is a Mormon. I'm giving him my vote. I'm giving like a thumbs up, and that's a cult. How could you do that? Well, because you're not voting on Mormonism. You're voting on
a commander-in-chief.
A commander-in-chief, and there. So, you know, you want biblical values, your biblical worldview. They may not be a Christian. And there are a lot of moral atheists. I would vote for a moral atheist if he was going to save children, if he was going to not turn this country and the society over to, you know, be open to the gay and lesbian groups to where, you know, that's the key for society. That's your basic building block is the family. You destroy the family, you're going to destroy everything else in there. And you open it up to everything else because you know, they're getting victories in these different places, and the next push is just like Canada. In Canada, you know, they are pushing the men in the Men Who Love Boys Society is pushing for consensual sex down to 14 years old. So, and they, but once you get on this path, you have nothing to say that's morally wrong.
Right.
Because now you've opened the door.
Everything's so morally ambiguous.
Hey, if you say if they're born that way, how do you prove that well, we're born to love children and to have, you know, sex with children. And so how do you say, well, that's wrong? It's repugnant, but then they don't have a reason why it's wrong.
Right.
So you want to vote, you know, biblical values, not, you know, the religious affiliation. If there was a Christian running who was just really a very liberal Christian, you know, even didn't believe like the you know, the Bible's the word of God, and then an atheist running, but the atheist held to moral principles, I would vote for the atheist.
Right.
And that's going to, I know, that shakes up a lot of people. But now, if they're in the church and I have to lay hands on them,
yeah,
and anoint them, yeah, they better be men of God. They better, you know, hold to the word of God. They better have integrity. They better be, you know, affirming Christ. They better be sacrificial in their labor and their ideas. But that's in the church. We're not. Right. This is
secular. We're not electing a pope.
We're not. We're trying to get a governor over us. We're trying to get a leader over us.
You just said something very interesting. So say a Bible-believing Christian, which is hard to fathom, a Bible-believing Christian who would be, you know, pro-choice and same-sex marriage and all that. But if, say, we had that where a Bible-believing Christian and he was on that side of the fence and an atheist who said, I'm pro-life, I am against same-sex marriage, I am for religious liberties, you would vote for the atheist.
I would vote the greater good. I'd vote the principles.
Okay.
And that, I know that shakes up a lot of people, but that's the biblical concept.
It was worth re-saying, in my opinion, because I think that's it. A lot of people right now, as we're talking, the quote-unquote fight on Facebook became Obama's a Christian or Romney's a Christian. No, one's in a cult. Well, one's not living to biblical values.
And that's the problem. How do you really know on these guys? How do you really know their walk? It's very hard to tell. Because most politicians just play to the crowd.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're like, well, they're kind of, are
football
they really
fans,
dedicated?
Right. Football fans last week were pissed at Ryan because he showed up in Pittsburgh at a rally. He's from Wisconsin, huge cheesehead Green Bay Packer fan, and showed up at a rally with a terrible towel and took the stage with a Steelers terrible towel, and Sports Nation went crazy. But that's politics, you know
what
I mean?
Politics,
but
that's
as a sports guy, I'm like,
when in Pittsburgh,
there is no way, you know?
When in Pittsburgh, I'm a Steeler fan. Now, if I'm in Denver, go Broncos!
Go Broncos! You know what I mean? And so, everybody knows he's got the cheese head and he's a big old, you know, Green Bay fan.
I like it to where if you can do the greater good because they are in a platform, they're in a atmosphere where, you know, the party or a group can move the needle more towards morality, saving life, the biblical views, that's the greater good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go that way.
Okay.
So where can you save the most? Where can you help the most? And so you take the highest value and say which has the chance, not just in themselves, but maybe their party or the people around them, maybe because of maybe a vice president or who has the best chance to get to do the most with the biblical values.
Mm-hmm.
It may be just a tad over the next guy, but that's still where you should vote.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, I just wanted to give my comment about the election today.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 12.
All right.
just, you know, about the religion. Do you want a Mormon being in there for he wants the freedom of religion? Or do you want a Muslim in there wanting to infringe on our rights? It's just which one do you want?
12 years old, everybody. Thank you for the call.
Are we sure that was a 12-year-old? Are we sure?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
He used the word infringe.
Yeah, he did use the word infringe, but usually 12-year-olds have better vocabulary because they actually have vocabulary tests every week.
Okay.
I'm sure that was last week's word.
Infringe.
So, 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Now you can show the teacher used it in conflict.
There you go, in conflict.
Wait, so hold on. Is Obama a Muslim or a Christian?
See, and that's what I didn't want to get to. That's why I just shut it down.
I'm just kidding.
Like, ugh. Anyways. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for such an intelligent discussion.
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of all the stupid commercials where everybody's like,
I am too.
This guy electrocutes 12-year-olds. You're like, what?
Why?
This
is
ridiculous. So.
And I love the kids calling in, no matter what. Just that there is a 12-year-old that actually thinks about this is awesome.
Is definitely good at regurgitating what their parents
say. Yeah. Either way, they're listening.
They listen. They listen.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
So I just cast my first vote as a re-New Mexican.
Okay.
Just moved back here.
Welcome back.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. And at my old junior high, which was really, I don't know, kind of out of body experience.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I voted for Romney Ryan.
Okay.
Although I probably consider myself sort of a libertarian Republican. I'm not entirely happy with all the things that the platform asserts. There are issues that I wish they were more moderate at. I think there is a reasonable middle ground that, unfortunately, we just don't seem to be able to find.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just, you know, that's just sadly what it is. But yeah, we're not voting for a religious leader. Mm-hmm. We just really need to vote for the person that most represents biblical values. However, the woman that called this morning that was the Indian, that, mm-hmm. you know, she struggles. You can tell that she struggles. She reminds me of a woman in my church who, and I go to a very Calvary-like church, very line upon line. We stick to the scripture. And we had a little discussion about politics very carefully. And I'm sure that she has always voted Democratic. But she recently went to Israel, and she is now very torn. So, you know, there are those things that really mm-hmm. make people have that gut check. So, thanks.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
You said this is your first time back? Because I know there are a lot of people who, oh, it's such a hard process. Oh, I got to go find my polling station. You just moved back. This is your first time getting to vote in New Mexico.
Yeah.
What was the process like for you? How easy was it?
Well, actually, kind of funny. It was, of course, very easy. You can go just about anywhere. My husband printed out all the places you could go and stuck it on the fridge.
Right.
So,
I
actually could have gone to my old high school, which would have been weird, or my old junior high, which was weird. So that was very easy. However, I love being back in New Mexico for a lot of reasons, but I did move from Texas.
Chilly.
Mm. Well, that is, of course, the best reason.
Right.
And the awesome, beautiful mountains and clear.
Yeah. Sunsets,
I moved back from Texas. But I must say, voting in Texas is like a whole, like, this voting in New Mexico is like the dark ages. I don't remember the last time I used a paper ballot.
Right.
Like, oh, I have to use a pen? Wow.
Right.
Okay. So, but it wasn't hard. It was just like, wow. But the whole thing took only about an hour. There were long lines only because there were a lot of challenges, like people being challenged. The man who was directly in front of me, his name came up as already had voted. He's like, what?
Wow.
So there were things like that, or it was funny, the man directly across from him in the other line, it's like, I can't find you at this address. So there were lots of things that slowed the line down, but everything was resolved very reasonably and honestly. So
beautiful.
It was a good experience.
Cool. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. 505-338-3700. Having a friendly conversation this morning.
We don't want them, their fancy computer things to be both.
I got that.
I wasn't even offered to me. My last name's not Jeter.
Oh, come on. What's that supposed to mean?
That means that guy just offered that to you because he likes the Yankees.
Yeah, the guy that I we both went and early voted together so we could go through the process. And she got the paper ballot and had to fill it all out.
With
and
a
he,
pen?
I guess he's a Yankees fan, so, oh, gee, I love Derek Jeter and all the stuff. And so he's like, let me show you this newfangled way. And so they actually scanned my ballot in like this iPad screen, and I got to just boop, 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 boop on a touch screen, and then it printed it out for me, and then I went and stuck it in the, yeah. It was pretty great.
Oh, wow.
It's an easy process, but
that's,
it was
that's
for...
That's because he's from New York City.
It was early voting, though.
Wow.
I don't know
yeah.
that they have that at the today's
vote. I don't know.
I don't know. So, Static, hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are y'all?
Can't complain. Good. Is this Yosh?
Yeah.
Hey,
wow.
Yosh.
I miss you guys.
We miss you, too. Are you voting today? Are you voting today?
Next year.
Okay,
no, you can't
next year
vote
is
next
year.
So I'll turn 18.
You've got 2 years.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in our area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, such as flash flood, fire, or tornado, official messages would have followed this alert tone. This station serves your local area. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Drink over here?
No, please don't. Oh.
Ah, that was so good.
Okay, That's so there we go. Right back at it. Thanks to the Amber Alert there. So, Yosh.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. Okay,
yeah.
So Messianic Jewish friend of mine. You were saying your sister and your parents have already voted. We had a caller call in a minute ago talking about Israel itself. And so what's the heartbeat of your family? I mean, you guys go to synagogue. What is the pulse of your family as far as how they are voting? You know, because obviously the nation of Israel, very important. So,
right. Yeah, I understand that. But I think as of right now, between the two candidates, the closest candidate to being Israel's friend is Romney.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I'm going to have to say, go Romney!
Thank you.
Yes.
No, I mean, I'm saying that I wouldn't usually vote. I mean, I don't really care about like their religious views as long as they have life values.
Right.
As long as they value life, I think I'm pretty okay.
Okay.
If they're not gonna go start like telling people to legalize abortion and say like whatever age you are is okay to have an abortion. I mean, that's totally out of context, but...
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, and so, but I think it's interesting. Because he is a Mormon. And so that also, first off, creates something strange.
Right.
But my mom was... she was talking to God, and she was saying, you know, like, I want to vote. I mean, I don't... she said it kind of like she was praying, so... She was talking to God about Romney, and so she said, or I think God reminded her of a verse in the Bible where the disciples went and they saw this guy from a distance that was praying for people and healing him in Jesus' name, but he wasn't with the group, and so he was like, "Oh, is that guy is that guy's doing what we're supposed to be doing, but he's not part of our group?" And so God said, you know, if you're not for me, then you're against me. But if you're not against me, then you're for me. And so she said, which means even though Mitt Romney isn't like self-proclaimed like Christian or Messianic Jew, like I am, he's still for us because he does believe in God. And so that that means he's.
Thank you for the call, Yosh.
Thank you.
Okay, we're almost out of show. Would you like to answer that? Would you like to reply as a pastor?
I know where Yosh is going.
I hear what he's saying.
He's saying that, you know, he's not scattering the sheep. He's not tearing down the nation. But the God the Mormons believe in is not the same God. Their Jesus is not the same. Their Jesus is the brother of Satan. Our Jesus is the creator of Satan. He's God manifest in the flesh. He's the creator of all things, master of all things,
and we don't believe men can be exalted gods.
Can I ask a weird question?
Yeah.
So according to Mormonism, Jesus and Satan are brothers, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if Jesus and Satan are brothers and we're all like brothers of Christ, does that mean we're brothers of Satan?
Yep.
According to them?
Logically, it follows.
Okay. I'm just that's just one thing that's always baffled me.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yep. It's still, you know, even though he's, you know, running for office, it's still designated a cult
right.
in my book. Mormonism
right.
is not Christian. And, you know, they try to present themselves like that, but it's... They change the definition of the words. So when they say we believe in Christ, it's a different Christ, you know. And so we believe in one God, you know, that it's a little disingenuous. They believe in many gods. They're polytheistic because they believe that Adam is the God of this world. They believe that you can if you're a good Mormon, follow all the Mormon traits, you can end up being a God in your own solar system and populate your own planet. So... Yeah, it's they won't tell you that at the door.
As a Star Wars fan, it's just trippy to me because there's some really cool planets in Star Wars, and then there's some like, whoa.
It's Tatooine was really
Tatooine
Mormon.
Tatooine was, yeah.
It was really Mormon. Sorry. Had to go there.
I totally had to. It's election day.
They're coming out with a new Star Wars, aren't they?
They are episode
oh my
7,
gosh,
2015.
No. Stop.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Stop.
I knew you'd go off.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yes.
We would be honored if you would join us.
In going and voting. That's what we would
yes.
be honored in.
Yes,
join us in casting your vote today. It is election day. Get out there. And thankfully, tomorrow, no more election political commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, we get to turn a page and talk about something different. Who knows what we'll be talking about tomorrow?
We may
it's
recap.
Way too early Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way too early Wednesday, man.
We'll be doing that. Details, information about Cross Christian Fellowship, where you can find Pastor Scott Tom, available on the web at crossfellowship.org mm-hmm. or noothertherdoctrine.
Or noothertherdoctrine.org. Hey, we want to yeah. get your questions. You know, I do a live call-in show on Saturday mornings at
right.
9 o'clock on the sister station here at KNKT. And I would love to have your questions. You know, email me questions or call in that morning with these biblical type questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, we answer them. We've been doing that for 6 years plus now,
wow.
something like that. And
it's amazing.
It is. Went by fast. So, but we need the callers, you know, we need those
yeah.
questions to, so email me those questions. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
And, get that show on. If you are thinking about a question, usually there's 10 or 12 others that are listening. That also had that question.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It helps everybody else, too.
All right. You can check out more information at noothertherdoctrine.org or com.org.
Org.
Noothertherdoctrine.org. All right. There you go. You can always find it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll link it.
Yes.
That is it for us.
We have a lot of comments, and we will be monitoring them throughout the day. I've already hidden a few as spam.
Okay,
just
cool.
So you know.
Just so you know. If you're gonna troll up the website, we're going to smack you down as spam.
Yeah.
So... I'm, yeah. No more throwing scripture at each other and fighting and telling each other that you're going to hell.
Why can't we be friends?
Because we're divided over stupid things.
Okay, cool.
What we ought not to divide over. That's why. That's why we can't be friends.
Okay.
So we say we want to have a friendly conversation, but I'm answering your singing question. That's it for us. We're on out. Adri, up next. Get out and vote, everybody.
Go do it.
Yeah, or you could just be like Switzerland.
I get
the
it.
Last
neutral.
Bison on the way back. Don't do that. It's
no, don't
stupid.
Do that. It's lame.
It's dumb.
Especially if you're registered. Just go vote.
Get out and vote, bro. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Oh, Switzerland, you're taking away my breath now once again. You left me with a sense of compassion for the ones who can't pick themselves up off the ground. Oh, Switzerland, I never thought I'd have you as a friend. I'm praying it was not at all pretend. I need you now to help pick me up from off the ground. Oh, Switzerland, you've taken away my breath now once again. You left me with a sense of compassion for the ones who can't pick themselves up off the ground. Oh, Switzerland, I never thought I'd have you as a friend. need you now to help pick me up from off the ground.